Yeah.
Get ready. Yeah.
Three, two, one. Then that'll do it.
Spicy.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, evening, whatever 6 p.m. counts as at the moment.
Jesus.
My ears. My beautiful ears.
My ears.
Ow. Oh. I think that peaked.
Oh.
Oh. You think?
So you have neighbors.
Jesus. Yeah, it's all right. It's only five in the evening. Nobody goes to bed at five.
Fucking hell. Five. I've got green shirt. I've got green tea.
Like green shirt, green tea. No eardrums. There go.
You just right click on my name in Discord now.
Welcome
and just
to
turn
episode
that percentage
11
down.
Of Four Guys One Album podcast by us, Antidote to Chaos.
The boys, the lads, wait, the G's, the Chads.
We're talking about Pink Floyd today, but hey. First, our question of the week, or the day,
leading
whatever you
on,
want to call it.
Leading on from
and
Pink Floyd.
Is, what is your favourite band, favourite classic band? So we're talking pre-1980. Discuss.
Ooh. Okay.
Get your opinions in the comments below.
Well, I know my favourite isn't the Beatles because they're shit.
Oh, that's a hot,
hot take.
No, I'm not having that.
They're hot garbage. I hate them.
They literally influenced every band you've ever listened
every,
to.
Everything yeah, but, you listen yeah, to
shit.
Comes from.
Yeah, but they're just shit. Not, though, are they?
Every yeah, band but, after yeah, them was are. Better.
But what? Just not.
Everything that came afterwards was better.
They literally invented metal with Helter Skelter, bro.
Don't know what you're on about. Architects did better metal. Have you heard that? We talked about them last week on the ATC podcast.
They just... on the ATC podcast, like, comment, subscribe. But... I could see someone not like, but there's so many different types of Beatles music, bro. There's so much.
I'll agree. As musicians, they're incredible. I'll agree.
But the thing
is,
they're
like,
not. They're
the
not
way.
Incredible musicians, but they make incredible music.
They're
Ringo
incredible
is
songwriters.
A fucking shite.
Oh yeah, actually, yeah. To be fair,
but they make incredible music that changed music. Period. Like full stop. Mm. As a production like wise as well, like we're talking about like Nightwish a few years ago. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band is how you get an orchestra to not sound one dimensional.
So who Noah? Who is your favorite classical band then?
Who is my favorite classical? Yeah. You know what?
That's not even my answer. God damn.
I was good about this. Well, we're no Jax, but
it might be the very band that we're talking about today. It might. I think it is, actually. I think it is Pink Floyd. It's either Pink Floyd or, if we're talking like oldies-ish, I'm kind of inclined to say Rush as well.
Oh, Rush are fucking class.
I'm kind of inclined to say Rush, but I think I'm going to stick with Pink Floyd.
Such a good band.
That's all right. I will pick Rush for you, Noah.
Oh,
yeah.
Rush. Nice. Two quality choices there, lads. I'm impressed.
Absolutely love Hemispheres.
Hemispheres
that
is good.
Album is just perfect start to finish. Just
I'm
yes.
impressed, lads.
2112
so good.
2112
fucking
as well.
Well good.
So good. Oh
yeah,
I love it.
I'd have to say the Beatles as well because they've influenced everything.
Invalid.
What do you mean
no,
invalid?
Like instantly
bro.
Lost respect.
Invalid.
I can accept any musical opinion. Except that the Beatles are shit because they made all of your musical opinions.
I just don't like them. I think I've just got a personal vendetta against them and I'm not too sure why.
But you like just... from first to last, bro.
Exactly. Because they're fucking quality.
From first to last is better than the Beatles, bro.
What's your favourite Beatles song,
Jack? No, I think I know somebody that would disagree with that, Jack.
Phil's not in this band. He doesn't get to...
Oh,
pinpoint.
I can see him in the comment section.
I can see him. He's a keyboard warrior. He's fiddling there.
Phil Hindle, come on
he's
down.
For the moment.
Again, none of those are my answer. So, Kieran, you go.
Mine's the Moody Blues. I don't know if any of you have ever heard them.
Yeah, strong choice. Mm. Strong
nice.
Choice.
Well, quite a lot of people
no
have never heard.
Who they are.
Yeah, quite a lot of people don't know who they are. Believe it or not.
They sound like the Beatles now. You won't like them.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, sorry. Invalid. Invalid. Slap you with the Invalid.
They don't sound like the Beatles, but it's,
they don't.
It's me.
But they're probably equally as experimental, probably.
Yeah, I'd say so.
It's probably
Beatles
a fair
pretty
point.
Up there.
Yeah.
Maybe they're the better Beatles.
To be fair, I do prefer Moody Blues over the Beatles.
See, that's the thing. You can prefer... I prefer other bands over them. You just can't neglect their musical impact.
Oh, I prefer a lot of bands over the Beatles. Quite a lot, actually. Like, a very lot of bands over the Beatles.
I'm just...
Thinking about it, we've also got a shout-out, Queen.
Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, to be fair.
Queen's like the obvious answer.
Queen is just absolutely classic. Although, my favourite Queen song is from the 90s. But...
Right.
But then they innuendo. Were formed in the 70s, so I guess we don't have that. I mean, to be fair, it's kind of like my answer. Mine would probably be Bowie, if we're talking like artists. Because
okay, yeah.
This is the only one who I would say had more of an impact on music. I would argue he had more of an impact on music more than the Beatles. The Beatles changed genres every album for 7 years. Bowie did it for 30 and got gratification for it at all. He didn't win a Grammy until he died.
Okay, all right, yeah, okay, all right, yeah, all right, yeah, all right.
You swayed me.
Yeah.
You sunk my battleship.
The man was responsible for, like, he was a gay icon even though he wasn't gay. He was a fashion icon even though he was just a rock star. He did stuff with Brian Eno. He
was an actor.
Yeah. He was a writer. His albums are incredibly well produced. He had massive highs. He had massive lows because he did drop some shit. He dropped a jungle album. Why?
Oh, shit.
Why?
Why
there was
not?
No need. It's so bad. But, like, the man has done every genre you can possibly think of over a mass career, reinvented himself again and again, and then made a concept album out of his own death.
That's impressive. That is impressive.
If this mic wasn't on a stand, I would drop it.
Yeah. That's actually, yeah. When you look at it through that lens, the Jack's lens, you do see a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We will review Bowie on this podcast one day.
For sure.
Oh, I can't wait for it.
Oh,
you're good. You're good.
Oh, we're good. We're good. Discord just cut out for a bit there. But
anyway.
Yeah, we will review it at some point. But today, we are
speaking
reviewing another amazing band from the... When was this album dropped? The 70s? 77?
1977.
We are going for... I mean, I think it's safe to say that Dark Side is probably like the Pink Floyd album. I think that's probably what most people would agree
with.
It's either that or The Wall.
Those two would probably... They're like... It's one of them where there's a difference between the best and your favourite. Because Dark Side is... There's a very valid argument to say that it's probably the best Pink Floyd album. But I would say that Animals is my favourite. Animals is the one... When I heard that for the first time, I was like, fuck, this is like, as someone who's like into prog music and stuff, like hearing something like this, which is, it's more stripped back than Dark Side and The Wall. It's shorter. It's more like, it's got more of a clear direction. The themes about society and industrialism, the production, the instrumentation, the flow. Oh yeah, I love it. So I'm gonna let someone else go, and then
I would say I'm really glad that you chose this album, because I've been slowly making my way through all the like sort of classic bands. I listened to a load of Rush, load of Zeppelin, Beatles, and everything. Going back, especially through the like more progressive bands, and I just hear so much of what I listen to normally in this album, and I absolutely love it. And I feel like I have to apologize to my dad here, because growing up, my dad's huge fan of Pink Floyd, a load of bands and that. so I always kind of just dismissed it off as dad music.
That's dad rock.
So otherwise, yeah, I always did. And I'm sorry I did that, Dad, because I really enjoy this.
Yes. Big win for the Gurr household there.
I think I take a bit from both Jack and Josh in this situation. So from Josh's side, my dad's very, very into Pink Floyd. Like, he's probably the reason that I listened to Pink Floyd such early on in my life. And I agree with Jack in the sense of Animals is my favourite album by Pink Floyd. It just is.
Yeah.
Everything about this album, everything about it is just... It just blows my mind. It's literally just... It's such a drug trip of an album. And at the same time, it's kind of not, but it is, but it's not. And it's just like... And the fact that, like, the production just matches how trippy it is, how weird it feels, just, like... Mm. This is psychedelic prog nailed. This is just psychedelic prog literally nailed to the fence. Everything about this is, like, even, like, the guitar tone as well in some of the songs. I think it's, like, Pigs, three different ones, I think.
Oh, yeah, there's Pigs and Dogs are the ones with the solo in Dogs, that high note.
Dogs, right, what I love about Dogs and what gets me every single time is, you know, the initial synth that starts playing, but then you hear the acoustic guitar slowly coming in. That gets me every single time.
The chord progression in that is really cool. I love it.
This album got me into playing bass. Sheep was one of the first songs that I ever learnt as a bass player.
Is Sheep the one that's got the bass solo at the start? With the, like...
I think that's Pigs.
Oh, is that Pigs? Yeah.
I think that's Pigs. It's got...
Is Sheep the one with the cowbell?
The one with the
cowbell.
Yeah.
That's Pigs.
Oh, it's Pigs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, sorry.
Sheep is the one with the Lord's Prayer sampled into it partway through.
Oh.
Which, again, that was
mind-blowing.
Sheep's
got that really nice guitar riff that they just sort of, like, fade out on and towards the end. It just keeps repeating.
You got to remember as well, this album is only four songs. You got the first part of the first song, which is the ender. Then you got Birds on a Wing, which is the start and the closer. Dogs, Pigs, Sheep. And that's it.
But albums, it's very instrumentally focused. There's not a lot of vocals on this album.
Very, very instrumentally.
But
focused.
when the vocals,
it's quite a Pink Floyd staple, that though, isn't it? Really?
It's part of their forte. Yeah, the vocals aren't the
They're really
They're so prog. They tell the vocalist to shut up.
I mean, when your vocalist is Roger Waters. You do tell him to shut up sometimes.
Well, I quite like Roger Waters' voice, personally.
Oh no, it's not his voice. I was on about sometimes he just comes out with some nonsense.
Oh, he definitely comes out with some mad shit. Don't get me wrong. I think David Gilmour's a little bit better for that, but I like both of their voices.
I just think they work so well as a unit. Like the lyrically, what Roger comes out with is like, especially like. With the context in when this album came out and like what it's about, it's just like,
it's a good staple for its time, kind of thing. Well, so my history with Pink Floyd is I got into them very, very late. You know, I didn't grow up with Pink Floyd whatsoever. No one in my family listened to Pink Floyd, so you know, I started probably listening to them after Noah was going on about Pink Floyd in uni quite a bit, and I was like, okay, it's time, you know, it's time to dive in.
It's a train that everyone must ride at once.
It's a train, yeah. So I've only heard a few albums. I've heard The Wall, Dark Side of the Moon, The Division Bell, and now this one. And I wasn't necessarily blown away by this. This was the weird thing for me. So I'm going to start with my cons and get them out of the way, really, for this. Okay, I want to kind of get them out of the way and explain them. So I actually wrote down, it somewhat lacks, because my interpretation of it was that The Wall was a more realized version of what they were trying to go for in this one. Because The Wall came after, and
it does come after, I guess so. I don't know.
I mean, in the sense of, because after I heard it, I was a bit like, right, there's something I'm missing. So I googled the album and what it's about and the concept actually of it, and I was like, right, okay, there's the Pink Floydiness, so to speak. There it is. And then I was just like, well, they kind of did that in The Wall, you know. I thought, and The Wall's far superior, because to me, it felt, I said this to Jack before we started, to me it felt like the Division Bell, which is, to me, I guess I put that as Pink Floyd releasing a safe album, if you get me. That's for me, and that's also coming for a person who doesn't know their entire discography. It just, nothing stood out to me, really. But obviously then once you find out about the concept, you're like, okay, because I wrote in my prose, that this album will probably grow on me over time. Probably. Because it wasn't an instant hit. It wasn't like an instant click like Dark Side of the Moon was, or The Wall was to me. So that's where it... And I had to Google as well, if people didn't like it, because I've never heard this album, and I constantly heard people saying, oh, Animals, like you guys. And then I've heard of other people as well. So I think it was one of those things where the hype bar was set high.
Right,
and yeah, I was like, I came into it thinking, oh, this is going to be like Dark Side of the Moon or The Wall, because everyone's saying it's like, oh, it's so good. And then I was like, sounds like the Division Bell to me. You know, I was like, I was wanting that kind of feel, you know, like how Dark Side of the Moon and The Wall is very, very, you know, like loads of quick tracks, loads of sound. I mean, they still have sound effects in this, but, you know, there's like loads of interludes, and it's the concept shines through the music as well. The concept didn't shine through the music. The concept for me was like pure lyrically based after I looked it up. I'll speed run the pros so you're not going to want to like, you know, hang me after this. I did put their staple of using sound effects is still there, and it's amazing, you know, like as well with the whole dogs, pigs, they get dogs and pigs as
the sort of animal noises. I thought was brilliant.
It was amazing. I actually put, it's an easy listening album, which I do love easy listening albums.
It's definitely a more accessible Floyd
it's
album.
Definitely something that I think, you can put on sort of relax along
especially
to,
if you
still
don't
enjoy it.
Sorry, especially if you don't know the lyrical concept behind it as well, you can just, this is nice, you know. It doesn't outstay its welcome. You know, because like albums like The Wall, because, you know, even that, as much as I love it, I do feel like I'm like, hey, you could have shortened it, couldn't you? Like, come on now. You know, it ends when it needs to end. It's beautiful.
It's like Dogs to me at least felt very short for a 17-minute song.
Yeah.
Which is always the best way to have long songs like that is to not and feel like that.
Yeah, Dogs is the one for me. That's like...
And... Even though, and then their use of synth textures, it's again another staple of Pink Floyd for the time, 1977. Using like those textures was probably more difficult than it is today, you know, to figure it out and everything. It's just, for me, I guess I just think there are better albums what Pink Floyd have done.
That's a fair assessment. I'm not beefy at that.
That's okay. I had to get that one out of the way because I was like, you're the only one here who's technically probably scored this a little bit lower.
I actually don't have any cons for this.
I don't have any cons. The only con that I have is it's like similar to what you're saying about easy listening to. It's like, I still think it's very much a sort of sit down and listen a bit intently to it, but as far as that saying goes, it's easy listening, if you get me. So you sit down and listen intently, but it's easy to listen to.
Yeah,
I don't know if that makes sense.
That
does make sense. First time I listened to it, by the end of Sheep, I was just sort of up about walking around the room like, nice.
It's interesting how they've managed that, because I find that's a really difficult medium to sort of walk along.
Yeah, because it does feel to an extent like a lot of the instrumental sections were probably just like extended jams.
It's probably
not all like written out.
Yeah, I guess it's not as like, whereas you got Dark Side, which is like 10 songs and only 40 minutes long. So it's a bit, I guess Animals, because Animals comes after Dark Side, which I always find really interesting. So it's a bit more like down the road. I guess it's really interesting because Dark Side is obviously like an exploration into Syd Barrett's like madly messed up brain and all of his mental issues. And then this is about like society. And just like Pink Floyd is literally just the going, we live in a society.
The Joker. It is the Joker meme.
It's the Joker meme.
They are the Joker meme. Yeah.
And it's just like, I always find it really strange how they go from like mad concepts, great gig in the sky, like this fucking massive thing, to just like Animals.
Yeah.
I don't know. Then I've always respected how Pink Floyd could do that. And then no one would bat an eyelid, just like.
Then again, their discography on the as a whole is very large, isn't it?
It's very large, and there's a lot of variation in there. I mean, obviously you've got shit like The Wall and Animals and this, and then you've got like Saucer Full of Secrets, which is
just because I had to look this up because I knew the album Animals was a renowned Pink Floyd album, and you know, I've said it before, I was going into this hype bar up there, and then when I listened to it and it ended, and I was like, you know, I had to go on the internet and look at people, because I was like, surely there must be people who think this as well. And like, you know, for every probably 5 Reddit threads, what were like, oh my god, Animals is so good, you know, like there was probably 1 Reddit thread going, I didn't like it. And I was just like, oh, I feel you, bro. You know? But I feel like it's one of those. Maybe it's with that many albums they have, you know, maybe that opens it up to that kind of hit and miss kind of, you're going to like it, you're going to not like it kind of thing.
I think there's always that debate within the Floyd fan base, especially. Like,
it's like. Check the Reddit threads.
You'll see it. Always get with like the big albums. Animals, The Wall, Dark Side. Yeah. You get the people who are like, it's either this is the best album ever made, it's not as good as this other Floyd album, or this album's overrated. It's one of those three, and it's just like, I don't know. Sometimes you just gotta appreciate what the artist did. You know, just vibe.
Yeah,
there's definitely not a band I don't feel like them ever in the sense
Floyd,
of
no.
Because I've never experienced a band where I've gone with that high much of a difference in the sense of, so you get that for me, Dark Side of the Moon and The Wall, Dark Side of the Moon and The Wall, 11 out of 10, do you know what I mean? And then you get Division Bell and this, where I'm like, meh. And I've there's never been a band I've ever listened to what hits that, you know, like high low so differently. That there's no I've never listened to him and thought like there's middle ground. Oh yeah, that was a great album. I'm like, it's either amazing or it's just that one compared to the big amazing one.
That's the thing. I feel like I get that with Floyd, where before we get to the scores, I feel like with Floyd, like I'm always saying like, if this album was done by anyone else, like say for example, it's like The Endless River, which is like regarded as Floyd's worst album, or one of. Like, if that was done by anyone else, people would be like, oh man, that's that's so good. But because it's Floyd, you're like, well, you've also done this. And it's not as good as this.
I think of it the other way around.
Really?
I feel like people only like this because it is Floyd. If another band was to release this, they'd think it was crap.
I don't think I agree with
that. I don't know.
That's my opinion.
Imagine if it was a band's first album, and then picture it that way, where they've got no prior influence before.
If they released it around a similar time, if it was later on, if someone released that, like, today...
That's a good point, yeah, the time period...
It would have been received a lot differently.
Yeah, the time period thing actually is important as well.
I think for the time...
It was written in 1977.
Yeah.
That's actually quite important to remember.
Josh, do you have any cons?
Honestly, not particularly. It was just a really enjoyable listen through. There's nothing that sparked out to me and go, oh no, I don't like that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, first.
Well, should we go to scores?
Should we go to scores?
Yeah.
I'll carry on. So, like, yeah, I don't really have any problems with this album. I think for it to grow on me to be, like, absolutely perfect, I need to listen to it a few more times, but I really enjoyed it. So, 9 out of 10.
Hey. Fair. I'll go next. Again, this might be just very biased, but this just is straight up my favourite Pink Floyd album. Just, I cannot fault it, and I know that's quite biased, but I don't really care. 10 out of 10.
26 out of 10.
26, 25.
Kieran, do you want to go?
Jack, you go first.
Oh, I'll go. Oh, okay, I'll go first. I think this is one of the best prog albums ever made, so I'm going to give this... a 4 out of 10. No, I'm going to give it a 10. It's in my eyes, it's perfect. It's my favorite. It's my favorite Pink Floyd album. I don't know. I just love it. It's in my 10 out of 10 playlist. It has to, okay. It has to be a 10 out of 10. It's the rules. I don't mean the rules.
I agree.
What are we saying, Kieran?
Bear with me.
If he gives it lower than a 5, I'm walking.
What's he doing?
If he gives it lower than a 5, I'm walking.
Oh, for fuck's sakes.
He's preparing himself.
Okay. So I'm going to give...
Oh, no.
Animal.
Get the fuck off me if you're giving it something below a 5.
I'm going to give it a 6.
Okay, I can deal with that. I can deal with
okay.
that.
That's a bad one.
I know you like Pink Floyd, but I had to give it a 6.
That's fine.
Oh, I could have had the top spot.
Oh no, we've been cooked, Jack. Are we still below Bill Murray?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Even though it agrees, if Pink Floyd had been below Bill Murray, that would have been
right.
Like,
that's right. Yeah.
What an issue.
What have I done? What's it below?
Oh, it's joint with Caligula's horse.
Okay.
Ooh.
Which is...
second place, so 35 out of 40.
35 out of 40.
Nice. I was worried Noah
Why
was about...
Why is this going to a tiebreaker with Cole?
I was worried Noah was about to burst in the room, so I thought I'd get
third
over it before
episode.
He did.
No.
Third episode, third tiebreaker, bro.
Damn. Can we get
third?
4 in a row?
It's inevitable, considering we decided not to do decimal point. So,
True.
You know... So maybe we could move into decimal points, maybe for the tiebreakers,
have to revamp the entire ranking
okay,
system.
Okay, I can put mine into decimals for this one. I give this one a 10.5.
I don't think that's quite how it works.
It's not how it works, yeah.
Moves it into second place. Let's go.
I've got a good way to settle the tiebreakers, right? We pick the person who scored it the lowest and the person who scored it the highest. Each of them have to sit across the table one another, drink and keep drinking until like one passes out, and then whoever wins,
and then we have a winner.
Whoever wins, if they scored it low, it instantly goes to a 0, and whoever scored it high instantly goes to a 40.
We're just going to have a lot of fucking zeros.
We've already had 3 tiebreak. I feel like because we've got like a foundation now. We'll
Discord,
more tiebreakers.
Let's know.
Tell us what we should do about this.
What should we do?
What should we do about this pandemic?
What should we do about
sleaze?
Imagine people just jumping in the Discord writing a like discourse on how to deal with COVID. Just like,
oh, God.
It's like we just wanted to know how to deal with tiebreakers. Not tiebreakers of COVID.
We've got Dead Trees in 8th, Within Temptation, then Health, then Code Orange, then Joint 4th, we've got Architects and Stephen Wilson. Joint 3rd, Nightwish and Bill Murray. Joint 2nd, Pink Floyd and Caligula's Horse. And Muse are still top. With Origin of Symmetry. That only dropped 2 points. It got 38 out of 4.
Will next week's album top 35 out of 40? You got to tune in next Thursday at 6 p.m. to find out.
Click the bell. Like, comment, subscribe.
Thank you guys for watching. We've been Antidote to Chaos.
Follow us on Discord.
Take care, everyone. Have a good time.
Have a good time.
Bye, have a nice time.
See you in a bit.